The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark.
And we continue here. We'll take your calls. The conspiracy people have been calling in tonight with their chemtrail claims, as they sometimes do. And somebody a moment ago had called in to give us what I guess they were claiming was evidence that some sort of chemical spraying was going on. And he cited the Atmospheric Science Program, which is part of a Department of Education, I believe, website. It's a government website. And he read off one of the top paragraphs, a portion of the top paragraph, which said that the focus of the program is aerosol radiative forcing of climate, aerosol formation and evolution of and aerosol properties that affect direct and indirect influences on climate and climate change. And the website is, you know, it's pretty difficult for me to understand as a regular guy.
It sounds really sciencey.
Yeah, it definitely does sound sciencey. And then they go in to describe what an aerosol is. So I think it's worth mentioning what exactly an aerosol is. According to them, aerosols are suspended liquid or solid particles in the air that are often visible as dust, smoke, and haze. Aerosols come from a variety of natural and human processes. On a global basis, the bulk of aerosols originate from natural sources, mainly sea salt, dust, and wildfires. Human-produced aerosols arise primarily from a variety of combustion sources. They can be the dominant form of aerosol in and downwind of highly populated and industrialized regions and in areas of intense agricultural burning. Although the Earth's atmosphere consists primarily of gases, aerosols and clouds play significant roles in shaping conditions at the surface and in the lower atmosphere. They typically range in diameter from a few nanometers to a few tens of micrometers. They exhibit a wide range of compositions and shapes, but aerosols between 0.05 and 10 micrometers in diameter dominate aerosols' direct interaction with sunlight. Aerosols can also produce changes in cloud properties and precipitation, which in turn affect climate. So we know that there are already government agencies that are doing such things as cloud seeding. The Chinese government did that recently during the Olympics, right, out that way.
I don't think cloud seeding sounds, outside the realm of what's going on.
And that's not necessarily what they are doing here. They're doing, from what I can tell, various different studies in regards to aerosols that are already present. So things like smoke and dust and, you know, pollution and stuff like that. That's my understanding of this. It doesn't seem nefarious. It doesn't seem like, you know, the chemtrail kooks are the people that are out there saying that they're spraying poison. They're trying to kill us all. Just because there's a government agency that's researching aerosols doesn't necessarily mean that they're spraying poison. So just figured I'd share that. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we continue with your calls. Bodie's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bodie.
Bodie? Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
I'm in driver's ed, and I wanted to read a little thing out of the manual. I thought it was pretty funny.
Okay, sure.
All right. It's how fast traffic is moving under speed, part 9. Vehicles moving in the same direction at the same speed generally do not crash into each other. Crashes occur when one driver is going faster or slower than other vehicles on the road. The safest speed is the average speed at which other traffic is moving, provided that the average speed is not greater than the posted speed limit. So counterintuitive there.
As if people generally travel below the posted speed limit.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just absolutely ludicrous. And that's really what the safest speed is if you take that little phrase off the end.
The average speed.
Yeah, the average speed of whatever, you know, people are going. If you're going down the interstate at 90 and the average person is driving, you know, the group is driving at 75, you're not conducting your vehicle in a safe fashion. However, if you know, the traffic is traveling at 85 miles an hour or 80 miles an hour, and it's not unusual at all to be in the 70 mile an hour zone and everybody's traveling 80. then that's the safe speed to conduct, because when that group of 80 comes along somebody who's going 60, they have to bunch up, and that creates unsafe conditions.
And on the next page it says it is against the law to drive at such a slow speed that you hold up the normal traffic flow.
Right, so basically what they're saying is you have to drive at the speed limit, and that's it, pretty much. Yeah. Unless everybody happens to be driving lower than that, which never happens.
Right, even though they say that crashes happen when everyone, when someone's going slower than everyone else. So.
Thanks for pointing that out, Bodie. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's pretty much it. Just
appreciate hearing from you, dude. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, if you want to maintain safety for your whole life, just follow every government diktat that is ever issued, and you'll be safe, safe, safe. Right? That's what the government's there for, is to keep you safe, isn't it? Isn't that why government was founded? To keep people safe?
So it helps me sleep better at night.
Well, that's not what they say. They say that government was founded to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. I don't know if that's necessarily to keep everybody safe, but nonetheless, we already know that the government doesn't do what it says it's going to as far as its original intentions were concerned. In fact, you can even look even further and find that governments are, they claim, at least here up here, they claim that government's by the consent of the governed. Yeah. 800-259-9231. We go to Ray in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ray.
Hello, Mark and Ian.
Osborne. Go ahead.
I just wanted to make a critique on, originally I started off liking the idea of anarcho-capitalism, but then when I took a closer look at it, I figured there might be a better approach to, I guess, an epitome of liberty for the most part. Because I think we can all agree, what's bad about government is the fact that no matter what, it usually ends up acting tyrannical for the most part.
Well, what's bad about government is it uses force, and that is...
But at the same time, though, I was thinking if that could be applied towards corporations themselves. I just want to give an example, and then I would like to hear input, if that'd be okay.
Okay,
which
sure.
Which is pretty much, say, for instance, I created, I don't know, a crazy type of light bulb that everybody loved. And so I start a company, and it ends up becoming like Pepsi or Coca-Cola size, major corporation. Shouldn't I be rewarded for the idea and not just automatically granted the power of being in charge of the whole factory? In other words, what I'm saying is that there seems to be a problem with corporations in the sense that a person that's in charge isn't necessarily the best person to have in charge of the corporation, which could limit progress. And so the workers who are actually doing more of the work and actually contributing more than the person in charge himself should probably have a better share, I suppose, which you're not going to like me saying this, share of the wealth to a certain degree. In a sense that should it might be plausible to allow it where it'd be almost a micro version, micro in the sense that it'd be more stable in the sense that it's micro, a democracy, not necessarily a democracy, but somewhat resembling that, and that the workers themselves choose who would be the best to run the corporation, and they work together, and I think...
So are you an anarcho-communist?
I wouldn't say anarcho-communist, but I've been reading
communo-communist?
No. I've been reading a lot of... Chomsky and his idea of
Jason Osborne is with us here tonight. He's got a PhD in something economic.
All right.
Okay, so
questions.
I'm not real sure why you would conclude that the people doing the labor are more qualified to choose the person in charge than the people who are financially responsible at the end of the day for the results of the production.
Well, it's not necessarily that they're automatically going to be. It's just the fact that maybe we should have a method that allows for the best to run it instead of just, you know what I mean, an automatic.
Right. So if you're there working at the corporation, you have a better idea of who's going to be in charge. What you do is you buy a bunch of shares of it, and then you put who you want in charge.
I'll tell you what. I want to get into more detail with you, if you don't mind. Ray, can you hang on?
Yeah.
All right. We'll bring you back in a moment at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Would Chomsky rather be accurately described as a commie?
I think he's a commie. Yeah.
All right. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. A fee-based company.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored calves come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have archives, and there's a lot of them, in fact. You can go back for an entire year right there on the front page of the website, all downloadable and completely free for you at freetalklive.com. Plus, if you want to intern in film and alternative media, you need to know about libertarianinternships.com. The IHS Production Internship Program offers paid internships at production companies making films, documentaries, online video programs, and more. The program includes a week-long interdisciplinary IHS seminar, a stipend Is that right, Mark?
That's correct.
Stipend? Apparently I've been seeing it wrong. And a housing allowance.
That's what I was telling you.
Applicants at all levels of experience are encouraged to apply, though I believe you do have to be involved in college in order to do this.
Somewhere in the immediate vicinity, yeah.
Placements are available for the summer and the fall. At this point, you can apply for a summer placement by February 15th. So head over to libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com. We have Ray on the line in Illinois, and we're going to stage an intervention here for Ray, hopefully. Ray, you've been reading Noam Chomsky, and as a result of that, you've proffered the idea, and I understand where this comes from, that you believe that the workers could run things better just in general in many cases than the bosses can in many corporate environments.
There's that old saying that do you want to talk to the person in charge or the one who knows what's going on, right?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, but here's one of the problems with democracy. Well, now, wait.
Before you get into the problems, I want to explain something to Ray, and that is that I understand where he's coming from. I mean, having worked for corporations in the past, I can definitely understand where this mentality comes from of, boy, these idiots don't know what the F they're doing. If they just put me in charge, I could run this company much better than these fools. I mean, Mark, you and I used to work for a drunk down in Sarasota. There was this drunk guy that essentially bought his own radio station with some partners. He partnered up. They ponied up some cash.
He used some other people's money to buy his own radio station, too.
Yeah, and he bought his own radio station, then proceeded to run it into the ground. And, of course, we would have probably been able to run the station much better.
I did run it better when he wasn't around. Yes,
right. Than he was. And
I continue to run this show here better too.
Right. I guess I don't know what Chomsky proposes as the solution there. I imagine it's some sort of revolutionary rise up of the workers and like seizing the equipment or using the government to force the ownership into the hands of the workers. And I think what Jason was saying earlier is a much more, respectful way to go about doing things, where if you think you can run things better, then you buy up a bunch of shares of the company and you get yourself on the board of directors or whatever just to become an influential person. But you don't just get to start at 8. May I ask how old you are?
Oh, I'm 18.
You don't just get to be 18 years old and then all of a sudden get an ownership control in a corporation that has been around for, you know, so many years. You've got to work your way up through the ranks. I mean, the guy that bought the radio station, the drunk guy, had money because he earned his money over time doing things that were productive, that brought people value. That's how he got the money to buy the radio station in the first place. Would it be fair to him for him to just start his own radio station and then have all the board operators decide to seize power and take control of the operation?
All right, well, this is where my point is. The point is that if you had a state of anarcho-capitalism, it wouldn't take, too many people before they get that conclusion, not saying that they're right, where it can throw off the stability and throw it and trash all the progress that we made to a free society. And I guess the notion is that whether or not is it private property or personal property. Personal in the sense that it is your right because you attend to it through your labor, or should you be allowed to own it just through arbitrary means, which could cause when people have excess.
I don't understand your questions, actually.
Right. Ray, it sounds to me like you're stringing a bunch of words together that doesn't make any sense. I would ask you this before you go on. Okay. Have you ever worked in the real world? I mean, like, you know, amongst a bunch of people, not just sort of by yourself?
Yeah, I have worked,
okay, good.
Yes.
Would you say that most of the people that surrounded you were competent people that would have been good in the leadership role, or flaming idiots?
Well, I'd say most of all idiots, but I mean,
okay,
I wasn't,
but those people would have just the same vote, Ray, that you did, because that's how democracy works. The flaming idiot has an equal vote as the smartest guy in the room or whatever, you know, group of people from which you vote. So what you get is that you get this kind of mediocrity thing. You know you're going to get with democracy because we've got it in the United States, Ray.
Yeah, I know, but I think the problem is that's on a larger scale, but on a more microscopic scale.
Right. There's fewer really evil men to get in charge on a microscopic scale, and there's not as many idiots to go around. But I swear to you that idiocy is by no means a shortage of idiocy in the world.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to deny that. Here, I want to go about this in a different manner, real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah, right up. Go ahead.
All right. Well, first off, the difference between, let's say there's like a notion between what's private property and then personal property. Advocates of personal property say that it is your right to own it because you attend to it and through your own labor create it. And it's not something that you just happen, you know what I mean, to own.
No, I don't know what you...
What's happening to own about mixing your labor with capital and saving up money over time and buying things and keeping those as property, even if you don't attend to them on every second of every day?
Well, what makes it your right to own it, I suppose, if it's land that you don't attend to and you're not doing anything with it, just because you happen to have a larger share of the wealth. Because I think we can also agree there are also, in a capitalist societies, a lot of idiots that just through luck happen to get into power and get to rule and not do things as well.
Because someone else mixed their labor with capital and provided that to them voluntarily, yes.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
In a free society, people get property by mixing their labor with capital and creating wealth for themselves, or by someone else who did that voluntarily providing it to them. No one happens upon wealth. We are all born into this world naked and screaming and pooping our pants.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I have a right to my body because it's my body, and then through what I create, that is mine too because I am the one that attended to it. But if I didn't attend to it, I just happened to be on top and the absolute sovereign of my organization, then it starts being that I'm ruling with a tyrannical force arbitrarily, like.
Right. Utility wars happen in arbitrarily, but where does the happening and the arbitrariness come into play?
Can you give me a little more concrete example of what you're talking about? Because I'm a little lost.
All right. Go ahead.
No. That was a question for you.
Okay.
You...
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right. So, like I was saying, I mean, straight the guy, all right, that comes up with a great idea for whatever type of invention. If he's going to come in and he's not going to have the capabilities of being a good CEO or boss, shouldn't he then only be rewarded for his idea?
That doesn't happen, dude. The guy who invents something doesn't end up in front of a giant corporation. His invention flounders and dies and or gets bought by a company that is large and then can produce it. He doesn't end up in charge of the company. That is not a real world question.
Happen. You see someone doing something not as well as you know it can be done, and so you take it over. Freedom is awesome.
The intervention continues. Ray, if you'll hang on, we'll bring you back here in a few moments, because clearly there's still some things we need to iron out. 800-259-9231. Maybe you've got a comment for Ray. You're welcome to make it here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. Ours, free to you, freetalklive.com. Plus, one of those free features is our chat room. It's open during the show and any old time at chat.freetalklive.com. Again, that's chat.freetalklive.com. And I want to tell you about a special book offer, Mark.
Yep, Free Talk Live has teamed up with M&S Press to offer you the only complete writings of Lysander Spooner. This is exclusive content in this that you just simply can't find anywhere, even on the internet. If you're interested in buying this very rare set, you already know who Lysander Spooner is and how influential he was on the Liberty Movement. Anarchist, philosopher, abolitionist, entrepreneur, and mailman. You can purchase this 2,800-page, 6-volume set bound in library-quality hardcover delivered to your door for $335. Go to spooner.freetalklive.com. That's spooner.freetalklive.com. And I really must emphasize that when these are gone, they are very, very gone. They will never come back. Spooner.freetalklive.com.
I'd like to point out that I'm naming my first son Lysander.
There you go.
That's great. Let's go to Ray, who is still with us here in Illinois. And Ray, I appreciate your understanding, your patience, and continuing with us here as we attempt to stage an intervention and save you from the world of communism. And what I want to point out, first of all, is that if what you want to do is own something in tandem with a whole bunch of other people, you should be free to do that. And in the free market, you use the term anarcho-capitalism. I'm not an anarcho-capitalist myself. I'm a voluntarist, and I support I support individuals being able to organize themselves in whatever ways they think is best and allowing the market to decide, over time, what works the best. So if maybe you're right, maybe getting together with a bunch of people and all having equal voting rights and making decisions for businesses is the best way to do things. Personally, having been involved in decision-making bodies before that have been on the size of 5 to 10 people, I can say it's a fairly frustrating process, an annoying process, and a difficult process, and I don't think that it will be very effective But I think that you should be free to organize yourself in that manner. As far as taking over an existing company by the employees via some sort of mutiny or government-forced redistribution of the wealth of that company, I think that's certainly uncalled for. And I'm wondering what it is that you're proposing. I mean, you're talking about these general ideas of ownership of the companies by the employees, but how do you propose to get from here to there?
All right, well, let me first start off that I wouldn't say communist in the sense that I don't think there should be any type of regime over anybody, but just the fact that my only concern was, because first off, I really like the notion, though, of anarcho-capitalism, but like Chomsky was pointing out, like the problem is only it takes a few people to not like how quick, I suppose, the system is going in capitalism to reward, you know what I mean, the best of the best, because it does for the most part. So I guess the problem is that it might not take too many people to be convinced that, hey, we can do a better job and we can do this right away through our own means and then throw off the stability of the liberty that was granted to the people, however they obtained it in any sort of manner. I don't know.
What you just said there is very general, and I'm not sure I quite understand it. Are you saying that...
Like, all power is corrupt. That's, like, I guess the notion I'm getting at. And
what power are you referring to?
I'm referring to the notion where people are given power even though they don't necessarily deserve, I guess, the power. They're not being given it to a way that would be equivalent to what they're actually doing.
What are you referring to when you say people are given power? Specifically, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the workplace? Or are you talking about politics? Government?
I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking just in regards to the economy, like a capitalistic, like a purely capitalistic. Like, say, for instance, if it was like an anarcho-capitalistic world, the problem, only problem with that would be the fact that it wouldn't take too many people to say, well, there's nothing in control, most part, and we might as well overthrow because we feel like, because everybody feels like you were mentioning, I could do a better job than like what this numbskull's doing here. So maybe that through a unionized system, only, I guess, somewhat like a unions only exist, through that means there could be stability held and those bad intentions couldn't be brought out to cause damage to the liberty-minded society.
Is anyone else understanding this?
I'm afraid Ray's either crazy or way smarter than I am. One of the two.
Jason, I mean, you're the economics professor here. I mean, are you understanding what he's saying? It's completely over my head.
No, I'm sorry.
What are you getting at? When you say power, Ray, what are you talking about? I mean, we're talking about I would like to see a world in which people are interacting with one another on a consensual basis, meaning if I hire you, you've come in by consent to work for me. I don't have power over you because you can leave. So
yeah.
What power are you talking about, and how does it have anything to do with destabilizing a liberty-oriented society?
Well, I guess I'm just saying that whenever people have power that's beyond their means, there's a tendency...
Power that is beyond their means. Can you define what that...
Well, in a sense, they're given power that they don't necessarily deserve, considering
who
how much
they
contributing.
And wait a minute,
like
slow down. Slow down.
Sorry.
Who is, when you say they are given power, who is they and what power are you referring to?
I'm saying like a CEO, power over the workers, in a
sense. He doesn't have power over anything. That's a completely voluntary relationship. The workers chose to come work for that company, and at any time they can choose to leave. So there's no power there.
What if...
Power is control over other people, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't have control over those workers. They're voluntarily working for you. You can tell them what you want them to do, and they can say, I don't want to do that. In which case you can say, well, I don't want you to work here. Goodbye. And there's no power there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but that would be true if it wasn't that the economic situation, say, at the current time, was allowing for everybody to be able to get a job. If there wasn't that ability, then they would have power.
So what you're saying, hold on. Now, this is an economic fallacy. Isn't it, Jason, here to suggest that there would be some sort of shortage of jobs in a free society? Because what you're saying, Ray, is that in the absence of any other jobs, that there's nothing else out there. This is like a total fantasy situation that you're painting here, and it's completely unrealistic. And I'm sure there's some sort of economic reason for this that I can't explain. Jason, it all comes down to scarcity, right?
As long as stuff is scarce, the people are going to need to work.
And that's what he's saying is that if, you know, Mark, you're working, let's say you're an employee on the show, Mark, you're not, you're kind of a partner. But let's say you're my employee as a co-host and I say, Mark, I know that you can't get any jobs anywhere else. There's nothing else available out there. So you are at my beck and call and you'll do exactly as I please.
There's a certain level of truth to it, right?
A truth to what?
Well, I mean, you know, there's a certain level of truth to what you're saying is that I probably couldn't just go out and get myself on some other. Rush Limbaugh is not looking for me.
You could get a job.
Right, you could get a job.
And what Ray is saying here is that there'd be no other jobs out there for people to get.
I'm just saying that there's a certain level of truth. Now, give your example.
Well, right.
Okay.
Isn't that what you're saying, Ray, is that there would be no other jobs out there in your little, you know, fantasy world here, and so therefore the CEO would have power over the employees because they wouldn't want to leave because they'd be afraid they wouldn't be able to get another job? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, this would be the problem with voluntarism, which would be the fact that, all right, well, let me just get it down to the notion of property.
No, hold on.
Jason,
can you address the issue of jobs in a free society? I mean, it's my understanding that if you have liberty, there's always going to be more opportunities than there are people to fill those positions.
Yeah, the only thing that creates job shortage is people with power getting in the way of that. And by power, I mean people with guns keeping me from being able to engage in voluntary transactions with others.
Okay, let me say it this way. All right, so say, for instance, a natural disaster or just a group of people that have a similar idea that a radical want to overthrow that or cause chaos. If they were to, anyway, they don't have to do much to tamper that system to the point where eventually people that do own the corporation do have the absolute power over the people in that scenario. That's where the
more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. A fee-based company.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Moments remain. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, we would like you to vote for us in the podcast awards daily from now until about a week from now. In fact, it ends on the 30th, as I understand it, the voting period. We are once again nominated, thanks to you, listeners, who went to nominate us, nominated in the political category, and it's our fifth year in the running of the podcast awards. We've won 4 years in a row. Hopefully, we'll be winning this year as well, but we can only do it with your help. If you've already voted once or twice or 10 times, vote again, because you can vote once a day. Please go to podcastawards.com, scroll down the page. You'll find the political category about the third. It's on the right-hand side, the third category from the bottom of the page. Select Free Talk Live, scroll down further, fill out the information that they ask you for. It includes your name and your email address, which is used to verify that you're a real live human being. You may get an email verification to that you have to click on. But it's a fairly simple process and fairly quick to vote for Free Talk Live in the podcast awards. The competition is heavy duty this year out. Rush Limbaugh is up against us. We can win, but we need you at podcastawards.com. Vote for Free Talk Live in the political category. As we continue, attempting to stage an intervention with Ray in Illinois, who has been in conversation with us, and at some point, it's been a difficult conversation in trying to actually comprehend what it is that that Ray has been saying here, because he's been, I guess, reading a bunch of Noam Chomsky, and it has addled his mind a little bit. Now, Ray, a moment ago you were trying to make a point. I wanted to make sure that you had enough time to get that out so we could respond to it. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, I just want to present a scenario, which is that, say, for instance, because I do have the capabilities, I start a top-notch company for whatever it is.
Okay, great.
But say I'm the son of that person, and I'm arbitrarily, let's say, granted to be in charge of it. Even though that I'm not contributing, I'm pretty much sitting back with ownership while other people handle my finances and people create my products. I'm kind of receiving the majority of the profit and the power over the people, even though I don't necessarily deserve it because I haven't really done anything.
You're benefiting from nepotism is what you're saying. Daddy gave you a position at his company, and you didn't really earn it in that you didn't start the company. It wasn't your idea, and so you're benefiting from nepotism. And you're saying that's frustrating to you as a thinker, that somebody could be in that position?
Dude, I wish he wouldn't use that word deserve when he talks about someone voluntarily giving something to another person. I mean, to say that the kid doesn't deserve to own that company is kind of ridiculous when his father gave it to him of his own free will, right?
Well, that's true, but then, I mean, that doesn't really matter. I mean, there's no right that's given to you.
I hear what you're coming from, and you say, well, this is going to be an inefficient result because this guy doesn't know what he's doing. And in that case, and what's awesome about the free market is that someone who does know what they're doing is going to come buy that company from that kid.
Yeah, well, not if he has. Well, all right. Well, first off, on your what you guys made a comment about, I guess, like, I don't know, a right to something, I suppose. I mean, what necessarily gives you the right to something? Is it the right to it because, well, first off, most people say I have a right to my body, like moral autonomy, the sense that it's mine, body, I can do what I want with it. And what I do with that, create, till the lands, construct a corporation, then I have the right to it. But
what you're talking about, let him finish, Mark. Yes, you would have the right to that because it's your creation.
Yeah, but when those scenarios play out, though, in which you're not the person that's attending to it, you're just kind of, let's say, kind of just the owner of it, it might be that it's not necessarily your right to. I guess it goes down to that means, which could be argued, I guess, on different viewpoints.
Let's talk about this idea you're talking about. So there's land sitting out there. It's unused. I own it, but I haven't looked at that land in 50 years. So somebody who needs it should be able to come along, homestead that land, and use it for their own purposes, right?
Right.
What if I was leaving that land there because I care about the environment and I want the little critters in that land to be able to have a place to live?
Well, I would say, depending on one's logic, the most important thing would be, grant, if there's people that are in some ways suffering, it'd probably be more important to protect and take care of mankind than it would be the
those
little
are your guys. Who makes that decision?
Right. So so basically, if there are people suffering, that means that anybody who feels like they're suffering more than me should be able to come along and take my land, which means they can do it to you. What you have is a disorderly system that you're proposing that does not work.
I'm going to bring on Matt.
So.
Well, hang on. We're going to bring Matt on here in Illinois. Matt, you're on with Ray.
Hi. Actually, you guys kind of hit on what I was going to say. I did work for a company that the father built from a long, long time ago, family-owned company, was never made public. He never had any investors. He spent all his money. He spent all his time. The man was a fantastic businessman, made this company a huge success, grew old, gave it to his son, and his son is currently running it into the ground, and I lost my job because his son didn't make very good decisions. But that doesn't make it right for me to take his company or the people to take his company from him. As employees, we did attempt to get money together and buy it from him. He did not want to sell, and we were never able to do that. And that's a legal process. That's a process that anybody that works for a company can do. Now, there was another problem in that it wasn't just him. He also there was three sisters involved, and the company diversified. So my question to you was going to be, do you think that the government should come in and force him to sell?
I'm not saying a government. I'm saying more just a unionized. The workers are unionized. That way they could go about the corporation and what seems like the best interest and most productive means.
So if the workers decide to enforce the system you're talking about, one would assume that they would bring with them Berettas. And my question is, can the owner of the company then unionize with, a few people who have MP5s? And can they unionize the workers out of the bodies that they own, if the workers can unionize the owner out of the company that he owns?
Well, I would say that the whole idea behind it is to make sure that people are only being granted what they deserve. When I say deserve,
what does that mean?
I know you guys said you didn't like that term, but what I mean by it is like your right to it. It's your right to it because you're the one that's actually working with whatever
you don't get to decide who deserves what. And you're only proposing that other people like you get to decide who deserves what. You are just arbitrarily deciding who deserves what.
He's just somebody else that wants to be in charge.
The only way to get what you want is to shoot people, man.
I'm not saying a violent means. I'm saying...
But they're not going to give you anything that isn't yours if you don't use violence.
Not if...
Come take what's mine, man. Do it.
Not if a union... Or, like, let's say how a union for, like, a modern union...
So you're talking about a bunch of people with guns.
I'm not advocating the modern union, but I'm saying, in that example, what do people do? They simply walk off and get... And then that causes trouble for the company, and so the company says, okay, let me reconcile and see what I'm doing wrong to make these people happy, because it's obviously hurting me.
Well, if you're going to walk off of my... first of all, I'm not going to allow you to work for me if you're going to unionize, and secondly, if you're going to try that, then I'm going to hire new people in. Hey,
I think
tell you
unions
what,
are fine.
We're out of time. I don't want them working for me, though. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll have to talk to you about it some other time. Call us, you know, tomorrow night. We can continue the conversation. Very interesting. And Matt, thank you for dialing in here. Let's get Reese in here quickly. Reese listening to KBYO in Louisiana. Reese, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I came in on the conversation just as far as talking about corporations getting their employees a little more involved in decision making, and I think it kind of got way off track. But my point, being in a corporation, as a manager in a corporation, sometimes you're given direction to you that if you had a choice or decision in what was being given to the street level people or positions, sometimes that might go in a different direction, knowing what's going to happen, what's successful and what might not be. And instead of giving direction to your people and executing it, and then when it fails, try something else, try something different, what have you, actually getting your people involved with what they feel like is the best decision for your business.
I think there's different management. I think you're right there. That
oh, yeah. Employees definitely need to have input, because if you don't have that, there's not going to be any feedback for the people who are up the ladder.
Right. I don't
think
that's
absolutely true. But having to take over the company is something entirely different.
Right. And I don't think top-down organization is necessarily the most effective organizational structure either. I thank you. We're short on time. I've got to let you go. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2236.